This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is shrugging off the face-off in northern Syria between Syrian forces Turkey and Syrian Kurds, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leaders cut short a meeting with President Trump after the president had what Pelosi called a meltdown over a resolution condemning his removal of U.S. troops from Syria. The speaker said she believed the president was upset over the 354-60 House vote.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the president had insulted Pelosi and wasn't taking the problem seriously.
He said that there are communists involved, and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts.
Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy said that Pelosi and the Democrats had politicized the meeting. This is VOA.